Now, I'm joined on the phone by Roisin Clark, and Roisin is CEO with Irish Foster Care Association. And at the end of last year, there was over 5,000 children in foster care. So it is a very, very good organisation. It's a great, great service to have. Roisin, are you well today?
I'm very well, Declan, thank you. And how are you?
I'm great. I'm very good. Now, as I say, this is one of those sort of great, great, great services that's there for people. And I often have some questions about it, you know. Just say, say now tomorrow morning I decided to become a foster carer. What sort of assessment would I have to go through, Roisin?
Well, the assessment for foster carers is carried out by Tuisla Child and Family Agency. And it's a very comprehensive assessment. So it's aimed at giving people a really good insight and overview as to what it entails to be a foster carer, the different kinds of foster care that people can come forward to. And it's very supportive. So there's lots of training and discussion and group work that's involved in that. And that, as I say, is generally it's carried out by local teams who are familiar with the area around the country under the Tuisla Child and Family Agency.
Absolutely brilliant. Now, what about, so then we'll say, look, I've gone through it myself and my partner and wife or whatever have gone through it, yeah. And now we decide, yeah, we'd like to do this. What sort of training is there available to me?
Well, training and ongoing training is really important for foster carers because each child placement can be a little bit different. So it's really important that people feel supported and feel informed to be able to do the best job that they can. So the Irish Foster Care Association certainly is our role as a national representative organisation. A key part of what we do is learning and development, and that's capacity building for foster carers. And we often hear back after people have taken part in our training that, you know, that really enable them to be able to manage the placement and look after the child really well. So it's important. And there's also ongoing training that's provided by Tuisla Child and Family Agency as well. So there's plenty of options there, and it'll vary from very practical things around managing being a foster carer to dealing with different complex behaviours and situations. So it's very much focused on ensuring that a foster carer is supported and enabled to do the best they can when they're taking care of a child.
Yeah, and with that in mind then, we'll say, so I've started, I'm fostering and everything's going fine, and then we hit a little bit of a hitch or something like that.
Sure.
What sort of supports are available both for me as a foster parent and for the child?
Okay, so IFCA provide a national helpline for foster carers, so it's a fantastic first point of contact for foster carers who have any queries. We also have a national advocacy service where we work really closely and on an individual basis with foster carers if they're experiencing any challenges. But it's important to say as well, as I mentioned earlier, the Tuisla fostering teams in the local areas who would initiate a placement and support it as well are also there for a foster carer to help them if they've any challenges or issues or questions around managing a placement and a child in their care. So there's lots of help out there, and it's really, really important because foster care is such a contribution to children, you know, and opening your home and providing them with a loving and a stable environment is such a huge commitment and such a contribution to the child and to our community. So it is really important that foster carers are well supported and that they feel held and minded in their fostering journey. So certainly IFCA and the fostering teams in Tuisla do a lot of work around that.
And Roisin, like, you've been at this a while now, you must have seen some lovely stories in your time. Do you know what I mean? Children who come in sort of damaged, I suppose, is one word you might use, and then go to a good foster home and come out really well on the other side.
Oh, listen, I tell you, it's nearly impossible to quantify the positive impact that a foster care placement can have on the life of a child. And you see some absolutely amazing transformations, you know. Foster care is like a circuit breaker in the life course of a child, you know. They have an opportunity to grow and develop in a loving and nurturing home, and that really does change a child's life. And I think we have to remember that the child carries that and the benefits of it through into their adulthood as well, you know. So it really is, it's transformational. It's so important to say. It's really difficult to put a value on it, but we hear such amazing stories. And I think as well, for a child in care, who, you know, obviously arrives into care through no fault of their own, having experienced, you know, tumult and adverse circumstances, to be in a loving home, in a community, to have that sense of place and the sense of self, to have the opportunity to do what all other children do and engage with their sports and their activities and all of that. It's so important, and being in a family environment allows them to do that. So yeah, it's incredible, Declan. Some of the stories we hear are just amazing, and it goes right through, and as the child gets older and the educational opportunities and their own educational attainment, and that is really, really well demonstrated. And yeah, I really can't put words to the extent, I suppose, of the impact that a foster carer has on the life of a child in care.
Yeah, and I would have seen it in my old job, as they say. I would have seen so many great relationships building up, and children coming out so well out the other end. Tell me this, Roisin, how long are people in foster for, foster care for? Is it long-term, short-term, or is it a mixture of both, or what happens?
Oh, it's absolutely a mixture of both, and it's really on a case-by-case basis. So there are, as you pointed out there, Declan, lots of different kinds of foster care, and I think that's something if people are interested in becoming a foster carer to bear in mind as well. So there are, of course, the cases for long-term placement. There are short-term respite care, emergency care, and for older children and young people, they're supported lodging. So it really is quite diverse, you know, and it depends on the circumstances and situation of each child and their requirements, and indeed the kind of foster care placement that a foster carer is able to provide as well is taken into account.
Now, I hate to get monetary about it, but is there payment for foster parents?
There's not a payment for foster carers, but there is an allowance that the foster care is given for the child. So I think that's an important differentiation. So it's not a payment. It is an allowance to enable them to take care of the child and provide for them appropriately.
Absolutely brilliant. Now, just say, here I am, and or say somebody's listening out there and they're sort of going, you know, we might look into this. How would they look into it? How would they get in touch with you?
Well, any general queries around foster care are very welcome to call IFCA, and we'll be able to help them out that way. And TUSLA are running a recruitment campaign for foster carers, and TUSLA can be contacted directly. So our contact number it's a Dublin number, so it's 01-458-5123. And we can take any general queries certainly in through our helpline there. And more information about fostering and recruitment of foster carers will be on the TUSLA website, which is www.tusla.ie.
Okay, and we'll put this interview up as a podcast on our own site here. So if people need to look it up, they can just sort of look it up on the CRY site and they can listen back to that. Look, Roisin, thanks a million for that. Absolutely brilliant. You really do sell it well. And I know, and as I say, not just sell it well, but it is such a good thing to do, isn't it?
It really is. And listen, we're going around the country and we are planting trees around Ireland for the recognition of foster care and its contribution to our communities and society as a whole. So we hope your listeners will be on the lookout for us and lend their support to us over 2024 as we do that as well, Declan. So that'd be great.
Roisin Clark, CEO of Irish Foster Care Association. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Declan.